Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBS News, Bay Area breaking news and a landmark decision. The Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, ending abortion rights at the federal level. Good afternoon. I'm Lynn Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starantino. Protesters on both sides of the issue were out in front of the Supreme Court after the decision was announced. Today's decision reverses nearly 50 years of jurisprudence on access to abortion.
Today's 6-3 ruling will have ripple effects across the nation, returning the abortion issue to the states. CBS reporter Skylar Henry has more from outside the High Court in Washington, D.C.
Demonstrators against abortion rights erupted in cheers after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. The mood outside the court highly charged with the release of the much anticipated ruling.
We don't want to hear cheers about women being slammed back to the dark ages and all of society slammed backwards.
The conservative majority court sided with the state of Mississippi and its supporters in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. With their case, Mississippi officials asked the high court to eliminate the constitutional right to abortion first established in 1973.
This decision is a victory for the pro-life movement and for the generations of Americans who never gave up hope.
President Biden spoke out following the decision.
Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
According to the Guttmacher Institute, which supports abortion rights, an estimated 26 states were either certain or likely to ban abortion if the high court overturned or dismantled Roe.
The decision here today is the outcome of decades-long lobbying by groups against abortion rights. The appointment of three conservative justices during the Trump administration made it a sudden reality.
We've been knowing this was going to go down since Kavanaugh.
The watershed ruling follows an unprecedented leak of a draft majority opinion that sparked protests, including some outside justices' homes. The leak has impacted the high court from the inside out. Chief Justice John Roberts has ordered a full investigation. Today, Roberts did not join the five conservative justices or three liberals. He said, in his own opinion, he would have stopped short of ending the right to abortion.
Skylar Henry, CBS News, Washington.
So here's a closer look at how the justices ruled. The five who signed the majority opinion include Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, Brett Kavanaugh, Neil Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett. The three dissenting justices included Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. And as Skylar Henry just said, Chief Justice John Roberts did not join the majority. He wrote a concurring opinion that he would not have overturned Roe, but instead would have only upheld Mississippi's law banning abortions after 15 weeks. Political leaders from the Bay Area and California are reacting to today's ruling. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says, quote, "The ramifications from the Supreme Court ruling on public health, poverty, and so many downstream consequences have yet to be seen. But right now, women are scared about what this means for them, for their daughters, and for all of us."
Senator Dianne Feinstein says today is a dark day for our country. By overturning Roe v. Wade, the conservative majority on the Supreme Court has declared that women no longer have the right to control their own bodies. And State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco says this horrific decision, effectively removing people's agency over whether and when to start or grow a family, is a disaster for millions across the country.
San Francisco's Archbishop Salvatore Corleone released a statement praising the High Court's decision. He says in part, quote, "This historic Supreme Court decision would not have happened without 50 years of patient, loving, hard work by people of all faiths." And he goes on to say, "This is the beginning, not the end. We must redouble our efforts to accompany women and couples who are facing unexpected or difficult pregnancies, as well as to offer mercy to those suffering from abortion." Donna Crane is a lecturer on political science at San Jose State University with experience as a legislative strategist and lobbyist in Congress.
She joins us now. Roe v. Wade is now dead on a federal level. What does this mean for individual states, including California and the women who live here?
Okay, so as you've already covered in the story, more than half of the states are poised to outlaw abortion immediately. The rest of the states will come under probably tremendous pressure to do the same, and those battles will be fought on a state-by-state basis. It is really important to say, though, that this is not a day when the issue, quote-unquote, just returns to the states, because when we don't have the protection of Roe v. Wade anymore, there is nothing that stops the federal government from getting in on this act. What I mean by that is Congress could pass restrictions on abortion, too. A presidential administration that's hostile to reproductive freedom could enact executive actions that restrict women's rights. And all of those apply to women in every corner of the country. So Californians, we tend to think of ourselves as sort of a blue oasis here whenever red action comes from Washington. But that is not, we will not be exempt if the federal government starts to enact restrictions. And in the years I worked in Washington, when the GOP was in charge of Congress, or the White House, there were actions and votes to restrict abortion access all the time. So no corner of this country is going to be left untouched by this decision today.
Okay, so Professor Crane, I know Governor Newsom and the state Senate have already been making moves since that draft was first leaked about making plans enshrining a right to abortion, plus the governor's also proposed the reproduction health package. So things are already in the works, but just how quickly can state laws change?
Very quickly. There are a number of states across the country that have bans on abortion already on the books. They just haven't been enforceable because Roe v. Wade has been protecting women from being prosecuted. Some of those could go into effect immediately, perhaps over the weekend. I know there are friends in clinics who are trying to decide whether they should stop their services over the weekend. Some will take some small action by their state legislature to re-up, if you will, the bans that they already have on the books. And so this is going to be a sort of a case-by-case basis across the country. But very soon, the states that have bans on the books are going to be outlawing abortion within days, if not days.
So, of course, people are wondering, they're asking, what is next? And you talked about that blue oasis. Do you think there will be a huge flight to blue states like California for women now?
Yes, absolutely. So women who can afford to, coming from anti-abortion states, are going to travel to the states that still allow safe abortion. Poor women will not be able to travel, and that's going to be a catastrophe for them. I think health centers in pro-choice states are going to be overwhelmed. I think illegal abortions are going to skyrocket. And it's important to say here that history tells us that when abortion is made illegal, it doesn't go away, it just becomes more dangerous. The numbers in many cases don't even change, it just becomes more dangerous for women.
All right, Professor Donna Crane, thank you so much for your take on all of this, this breaking news on this Friday. We appreciate it. And here's a bit more information and more from President Biden. He's reacting to all of this at the White House as well.
Today, the Supreme Court of the United States expressly took away a constitutional right from the American people that it had already recognized. They didn't limit it, they simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans, but they did it. It's a sad day for the court and for the country.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was also critical of the decision.
What this means to women is such an insult. It's a slap in the face to women about using their own judgment to make their own decisions about their reproductive freedom. And again, it goes well. I always have said the termination of a pregnancy is just their opening act. It's just their front game.
From politicians to celebrities to major companies, there is strong online reaction from across the country to the Supreme Court's decision. Former President Barack Obama tweeted his thoughts, saying in part, "Today, the Supreme Court not only reversed nearly 50 years of precedent, it relegated the most intensely personal decision someone can make to the whims of politicians and ideologues, attacking the essential freedoms of millions of Americans."
Michelle Obama wrote in a tweeted statement saying she is heartbroken that the U.S. is returning to the painful lessons of a time before Roe was made law of the land.
Taylor Swift even retweeted Obama's message on Twitter, adding that she is, quote, absolutely terrified that this is where we are, that after so many decades of people fighting for women's rights to their own bodies, today's decision has stripped us of that.
Academy Award winner Viola Davis said she was gutted by the ruling, but urged her followers to use their voice and power. Stay with KPIX 5 for the latest on the Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. We'll have continuing coverage on air on KPIX.com and streaming on CBS News Bay Area.